Informed Dissent, the intersection of healthcare and politics, with Dr. Jeff Barkey, board-certified primary care physician, and Dr. Mark McDonald, board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist.
Mark, welcome back again. We got another great episode here of Informed Dissent. You can find us at informeddissentmedia.com on all the usual podcast outlets, including Spotify. And as we promised, last time we talked, we were talking about the disaster in our government schools and solutions for our parents and our kids. And we have repeated over and over again this idea that if you're unhappy with your schools, and almost everybody is, from COVID policies to the indoctrination to critical race theory and all the other shenanigans, that you should pull your kids out of government schools and look for alternatives, including homeschooling. So we brought somebody on today that will help us sort that out and give you some ideas about what exactly does that look like if you choose to homeschool. So joining us is Heidi St. John, who has some knowledge about homeschool, runs her own podcast about homeschooling, and is somewhat of an expert. So Heidi, we're honored to have you. Tell our audience a little bit about you and where they can find you on social media, et cetera.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for having me here. I'm always thrilled when I can be around freedom fighters, and we're losing our freedom in this country, and so it's important. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I would say the best thing people need to know about me is they can find me online, for one thing. I've written 8 books. I just turned in the manuscript for the next one that's coming out in August of next year. I have 7 children. And they range in age from 30 to 10 years old. We have homeschooled all 7 of our children, and our 3 grandkids are now being homeschooled. And you guys can find me at HeidiSt.John.com, or you can find my podcast. It's called Off the Bench with Heidi St. John, and it's exactly what it sounds like. I'm leaving it all on the field to help people get off the bench and onto the battlefield, really in the fight for freedom. And the education system in this nation is ground zero in that fight.
Yeah, isn't that true? What state do you live in?
Washington State. I'm actually running for Congress here in the 3rd Congressional District.
Is that right? And where can people find out about your congressional run? Do you have a campaign website as well?
Yep, HeidiSt.John.com.
Wow, that's fantastic. Boy, we certainly need homeschool advocates and school choice advocates in Congress for sure, because that really could change everything. Unfortunately, government really has a monopoly on schooling right now. And I think as a result, one of the silver linings of COVID has been that many parents have gotten to glimpse behind the curtain of school and see the disaster that's going on as a result of Zoom schooling, of seeing firsthand of some of these non-science-based COVID policies. And there's a lot of disgust going around the country of parents looking for alternatives than the government schools. So Mark and I have always said the ultimate way and the ultimate power that you have over the schooling systems is to remove your child. And of course, that's easy for me to say. My kids are out of the school system, so I'm not involved in the K through 12, at least schooling, although I do run a charter school here in Southern California called Orange County Classical Academy, and we're affiliated with Hillsdale College in Michigan. It's very difficult to find a good school that mirrors your own values, and sometimes the only solution is to homeschool. So assuming somebody wants to homeschool, what's homeschool 101A that they should be thinking about?
Well, I think the first thing that parents really need to know is that they absolutely can do it. And I think, you know, by and large, when I started homeschooling, you know, our daughter was also in a public school. And my husband and I saw the handwriting on the wall 24 years ago, some of the things that were being taught in our daughter's school that we didn't want. But I was too afraid to do the thing that needed to be done, which is to pull her out of school, because I had been taught wrongly that I did not possess the skills to teach my child how to read, how to do math. And this is a terrible indictment on our education system. If we can go through these systems for 12 years in a row, and when we graduate as a senior in high school, we do not feel equipped to teach a first grader how to read. And so a lot of parents have bought the narrative, and I did too, that only the professionals can teach children and that we are not capable of doing it. Well, now I have taught 6 of our 7 children how to read, and I can tell you right now, anyone can do it. If Heidi St. John, the woman who cannot keep house plants alive, can teach 6 children how to read and graduate them from high school, anyone can do it. And I think that the confidence, to instill confidence, you know, the schools have our children. They indoctrinate them, right, for 8-9 hours a day. Homeschooling takes about an hour and a half a day. If you've got, you know, a kid who's kindergarten through third grade, and should take you more than about an hour and a half a day. Fourth grade through sixth grade or seventh grade take you about 2.5 hours a day. And when they start getting into high school, your responsibility as a parent is really more of a guidance counselor. And I think, you know, what I try to do is just demystify what homeschooling actually is. Homeschooling doesn't mean that you have to teach every single subject to your children. You know, their homeschoolers are very resourceful people. You know, we've got tutors teaching our kids. My husband and I opened one of the nation's first full-time homeschool resource centers where we live in Vancouver, Washington. We have just under 1,400 students there now. And these kids are coming, and everything we do is a la carte. So if a mom comes and we see that she's feeling insecure, we say, what is it that you feel comfortable teaching? How can we help you not feel so terrified? And then whatever she doesn't want to teach, we come alongside with tutors. So I don't want parents to feel like homeschooling means you have to do everything yourself. You're not going to be stuck at home, you know, dissecting a frog on your kitchen counter if you don't want to. And I think, you know, a lot of it is just demystifying. Also, parents need to know that colleges are actively looking for homeschooled kids because they know that these kids are free thinkers. That's not what they are, by the way, when they come out of the indoctrination center known as the public school. They're not free thinkers. They are group thinkers. And parents have a unique opportunity. You guys totally nailed it. Maybe one of the only silver linings of the Rona is that the curtain on these terrible systems has been pulled back, and parents are actually seeing it for the first time for what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is something that I hear very frequently, Heidi, from parents of children that I work with as a child psychiatrist. And I believe it's a myth, and I want you to dispel it directly, and also to provide some context for what is reality-based. And the myth is the following. And I live, by the way, just for context, I live and work in Los Angeles, enormous city, urban, definitely not a traditional sort of Midwestern household. And many of the parents will respond almost reflexively to my suggestion that they consider homeschooling by saying, well, homeschooling is for those Midwestern Christian households with two parents, one of whom works, which is always the father, of course, and the wife and mother does not, and she's home all day long, and she has the resources and the time to put forth to schooling her children. And that's not me, because I am part of a family with two parents who work. I am a single mother. I am living just above the poverty line. I am fill in all those blanks of anything that's not the family I just described. And then they say, well, therefore, there's just no way that I could ever do this. How do you respond to that?
Well, the first thing that I would say is that, you know, because I get the same thing too. And I always tell people, you know, that is how the homeschool movement started, but that is not what it is today. And so it's a misnomer that that homeschooling is relegated to a few, you know, Midwestern Christian families who have made this decision to homeschool their children. I know dozens and dozens of people that homeschool their kids, you know, single parents. I know parents who work, both working parents, and they make it work. And I guess I don't like to soft step anything. I do not think we are living in a time where we can tiptoe around the issues. And I'm challenging these parents. If you knew that there was a virus in your kid's school that had even a 10% mortality rate, what would you do? Oh, we know what you would do. You'd pull your kid out so fast and make your head spin. Well, we're talking about a virus that's in our schools that has an almost 70% fatality rate in terms of the indoctrination of the hearts and minds and emotions of our children. They are being indoctrinated sexually. They're being indoctrinated politically. And if we really care about our children, and I think that we do, then we will do everything we can to protect their hearts and minds. And I want parents to see it that way. You know, the old adage where there's a will, there's a way applies here. And we can't be quiet about what's at stake. And so I think when we issue this as a call to parents to say, wake up, this is actually harming your children. Let's look for alternatives. They don't have to suffer and wade through a cesspool every day in order to get a mediocre education. And so we're unlearning what we learned before. We're calling these parents to a time of courage and to be willing to get in there and do the hard work and to make sacrifices for their children. And it does require sacrifice. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I've been homeschooling for a long time. I think I'm 187 years old in homeschooling. So I still have a 10-year-old at home. But I'll tell you, it was worth every sacrifice that we made. And it can be done, and anyone can do it.
I'd have to disagree with you on one thing. Our government schools are not providing a mediocre education. I wish it was mediocre.
Right.
It's quite frankly frightening and disgusting what they're providing. They can't even get the basics right. When you look nationally across the states at math and English language arts scores, et cetera, we are failing our kids spectacularly. I don't think we could design a school to fail better than they're failing now. And unfortunately, the failure is disproportionately affecting those that need our schools to be strong the most. And that's the socioeconomically disadvantaged kids. They're particularly failing the most. You know, rich people always have options. They can hire tutors. They can send their kids to private schools. They can move geographically into an area that has a decent school district. But unfortunately, if you're not rich, you don't have that option. And our schools are just god-awful in what they're teaching our kids. And they're not even teaching our kids the basics. You started this organization, and now I'm remembering, I think I heard you on the Dennis Prager show maybe last year talking to Dennis, and you were very impressive. You started an organization called Mom Strong International. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so that is really, that is a Bible study series that I take women who are interested in shoring up their families and understanding the Bible and just walking them through it. I believe it really is the premise of a book that I wrote, the first in a series of seven books that I wrote for Tyndale, that really starts off by believing that the culture has devalued motherhood. You know, we've said motherhood is something that you do on the way to something else. It's, you know, our children are an inconvenience, and so we put them in school. And I think the children are the most important thing that we will do in this life with regard to our relationships with other people. And so I'm trying to tell moms, hey, get off the bench and onto the battlefield. You know, your kids are going to start asking you very, very hard questions, and you need to be ready for those hard questions. We can no longer sidestep this. What you just alluded to is absolutely right. Our children are being injured by these schools. And so I am trying to come alongside moms and, you know, and pick them up off the floor and dust them off and put them back on the battlefield and say, hey, your kids are worth fighting for. Your family's worth fighting for. Your marriage is worth fighting for. And we get those values, or at least I do, from the Word of God. So I take women every single month. We have a brand new study that comes out. We have something called Kids Strong, which helps the moms or anybody really with access, you know, influence in the life of children, to teach the principles that they're learning to their kids. And then we publish something called Anchored. There's a scripture writing challenge for the kids that comes with copy work, and so the kids can use it to practice their handwriting. There's several thousand members over there now. It's a wonderful community, and they're telling the truth over there. We've got, you know, a Facebook page that we interact with all, you know, women all the time. And it's a place for us to talk about what is happening in the culture and filter everything that we are seeing through the grid of scripture. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm watching these moms really grow and mature.
How do you answer these questions? These are kind of some common concerns that people have about homeschooling. I'm a single mom. How do I have time to homeschool my kid when I have to work?
So homeschooling is not traditional schooling. So I always tell the single moms, you know, you're not working 24 hours a day. So when are you at work and when are you home? Is there a way that you can be flexible? Kids don't have to be homeschooled from 8 o'clock to four every day. They only need a few hours. Is there someone that can help you watch your children? Are there ways that you can partner up with other moms who are homeschooling, other single moms who may have a different schedule than you do? I think it goes back to finding out how you can make it work instead of saying that it can't work. I literally know dozens and dozens and dozens of homeschool moms who are single, and they have found a way to make it work for their kids. I wrote a book a long time ago called The Busy Homeschool Mom's Guide to Daylight. It's all about how to fit your size 16 day into a size 10. And one of the sections in there was specifically relating to single moms to say, here, you can do this, and here's a couple of ways you can do it. There are websites now that are dedicated to helping single moms homeschool their children. And so I always tell moms, before you get discouraged and think, I can't do it, do some research and you'll find very quickly that there are lots of other moms who will help you realize that you can do it. It's hard. It's a little bit harder. I'm not going to lie, right? Let's tell the truth. But it's worth doing and it is doing. And that's really what I want them to know.
If I homeschool my kids, they love to play sports and there won't be opportunities for them to play soccer or football or high school sports. Or my daughter loves to cheerlead and she won't be able to be a high school cheerleader or get involved in dance and things of that sort. How do you answer those kind of questions?
Well, I answer them in the middle of the Rona and all the insanity that's happening in the schools. I would answer it differently than I did this time last year or two years ago. We are having to have hard conversations with our kids right now. Right? We're having to say things like, I'm really sorry. I know that you wanted to play basketball, but they're going to force you to get a vaccine. Or I know that you, and a lot of us are making sacrifices that we didn't plan on making. And so homeschooling, you know, I always tell people, I always look for the homeschool leagues first. Right now, because of the vaccine requirements and all the crazy mask insanity and everything that's going on, the public schools are on fire. And so it might be that ordinarily the schools would say, absolutely, homeschoolers can participate and maybe your child can. Every district is different. But most states, you can totally access those things in the public school system. So band, you can do, you know, basketball, sports, soccer, cheerleading, all those kinds of things. Your tax dollars are paying for those schools, keep in mind. So just because you pull your kid out doesn't mean that they don't get money. They're getting your property tax money, however else, you know, they're wrangling your money out of you. How much money did you make this year? Send it in. You know, half that money is going to go to the broken school system. So legally, you should have access to it. Unfortunately, because of everything that's happening in the culture right now, I'm hearing from more and more parents every day who don't have access to it anymore. And it's not because of the education law or because of homeschool law. It's because of mandates. And so I think it's okay for us to have hard conversations with our children and say, we'd really like you to be able to do this, but right now we can't. And this is why we fight for liberty. This is why liberty is so important. This is an incredible time in the history of our nation and around the world. And it's a good time for us to have some of these hard conversations also.
If I homeschool my kid, he'll never get into a good college.
Colleges are looking for homeschooled kids. You know, I mean, I always laugh because homeschool kids blow their public school counterparts out of the water academically, socially, emotionally, in almost every way. And the colleges know that, you know, you guys know, well, maybe you don't know this about me, but I've been doing my podcast for 8 years. And in the last several years, I've been telling parents, listen, most of your kids don't need to go to college. Colleges are ruining our kids. And so unless your kid wants to be a doctor or an attorney, there are so many opportunities for kids that don't require college. But if you really want to send your kid to college, if they really have to go, homeschooling is going to put you at an advantage, not at a disadvantage.
Or send them to Hillsdale College. By the way, my son is currently attending Hillsdale College, and about 50% of all the kids at Hillsdale are formerly homeschooled kids.
Yep. I love Hillsdale. Rah, rah.
Yay, Hillsdale. What are some of the pitfalls that parents should think about as they make that decision to homeschool?
Well, the pitfalls are like any other thing that we enter into. I always tell moms, especially, pace yourself. You know, don't set the bar so high that you're just going to run into it and give yourself a migraine. You know, it's a very good idea to hook up with another homeschool mom, talk to a seasoned mom who can mentor you. I think one of the biggest pitfalls that I have discovered over the years is moms who take on too much. So they take on too much and then they burn out and they go, man, I just can't do it. And they put their kid back in school. The traditional school system in this country is so messed up and their priorities are so backward. But unfortunately, most of the people that we know came out of that system and that's all they know. So you have to kind of unlearn education. You have to sort of back up a little bit. If you've got kids that are little, they don't need much schooling for you. Kids learn through play. There's so many ways to educate children now. The other thing I would tell parents is do not, as much as it depends on you, I try to keep parents from doing 100% virtual or 100% video school with their kids. I think it's hard on children to be sitting in front of a screen all day long. And I teach parents how to homeschool. You know, I've probably spoken on this 1,000 times over the last 15 years, but every family is a little bit different. I always tell moms, you know, the older homeschool moms, if you ask them, what would you do differently? Without question, they always say, I wouldn't have been so hard on myself. I would have trusted the process more. I wouldn't have felt like I needed to do as many things as I did. Your kids are going to be fine. Kids are sponges. They're natural learners. So find their learning style. You guys can get free learning style quizzes online. There's lots of different places to find it. Find how your kids process information and then look for ways to educate them. Look for curricula that you like, that you enjoy, and that they will enjoy. And it really is fun. It's an amazing adventure.
Now, I imagine the homeschool laws are different in every state. Does your website address the different nuances in every state? And what are the legal ramifications about making that decision to homeschool?
Okay, that's a fantastic question. I want to send your listeners to a website called HSLDA. That stands for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. They can scroll over the top bar. And
that's Michael Ferris's site?
Yes, and in full disclosure, I sit on the board of directors of that organization. Mike Ferris is a good friend of mine. This has probably some of the best information on homeschooling in the United States. So have them go to that website, hslda.org, and scroll over their state, and you can find out what the law is in your state. Homeschooling is legal in the entire United States, and every single one of the states has a little bit different nuance, but it's nothing that can't be overcome. But again, hslda.org.
So that's Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and that is Michael Ferris, who's the CEO and founder. As I recall, he also founded, I think it was Patrick Henry College.
Yes, he did. And now he is the general counsel and CEO of the Alliance Defending Freedom. A remarkable human being.
That's right. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Very good. So as parents are making this journey through navigating the various homeschool avenues, there's obviously multiple ways to go about doing this. You can do it yourself at home at your kitchen table. You can gather with like-minded parents and start a homeschool co-op. You can join networks of homeschoolers in your area. So there's really an endless number of ways to go about doing this. It's really only limited by one's imagination and resources to just investigate the various ways that you can go about doing this locally. Homeschooling is growing in California. There's been a greater than 50% increase in homeschoolers in California as a result of COVID and all the garbage going on in our government schools. And I think this is occurring across the country. I think ultimately we need to eliminate this mandatory government school system and go back to the way it used to be. And that's parents teaching their kids what they want to learn with local control and local values being taught and not relying on the government to educate our kids. And I think ultimately that's the way we take back our country.
Jeff, that's not what I heard yesterday. I heard that parents should not be allowed to be involved in the education of their children and the government should keep them out of it. Is that not the way that we're going? I thought that was the right way. I just heard it on CNN last night.
I know. I heard the same thing. It was, I think it was Terry McAuliffe who told us that. And, you know, it's our Marxist leaders that believe that the government knows best. And the problem with our country, I believe in no small part, has been the takeover of our education system by the government and this indoctrination that most people will acknowledge is occurring at the college level. And only recently they've been woken up to that it's actually going on K through 12. Listen, our kids can't read, write, or compute at grade level, but they're woke as hell, and they're getting PhDs in wokeness at the K through 12 level. We've removed all mentions of religion in our public education system, and the results are obvious, and we're seeing that. One benefit also of homeschooling is there's no prohibition to you teaching kids lessons from the Bible and lessons of faith. That is not allowed to be done in the government school system. And that's another reason I think why parents should consider homeschooling.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for people to understand that our education system is Marxist at its root. It's absolutely Marxist. And really, when you talk to parents about why it's so important for them to take their children out of the school system, I'm always telling moms and dads, you know, because they'll say, well, that's not really happening, or they're not teaching comprehensive sex education in my kid's school, or critical race theory is not in my school. I always tell moms and dads, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's absolutely there. And the infrastructure that we see that is ruining this nation has been laid a long time ago, and they're using COVID-19 to implement it. And if parents can't see that right now, we got bigger problems than even COVID-19. And so people have an amazing opportunity right now to take their kids out of school. And actually, even you guys, be very, very careful about your private schools. I mean, you just said they're getting PhDs in wokeness. You're absolutely right. And this is happening in our private schools too, because we've got educators who are not really educators. They're activists. And there's a difference between an activist and an educator. And I just got done. I am right now recording this in Enid, Oklahoma. I just spent 3 days touring the great state of Oklahoma and educating parents about the education system in our nation, which really is ground zero for the hostile takeover that we are all living through right now. And I'm here to tell you, this country is not going to be taken from outside. It's going to be taken from inside, because they are turning our students against this country and against their parents, cranking them out by the hundreds of thousands every single year. And it is time for parents to stand up and say, no, the system is broke. It cannot be fixed. And we need to find other ways to educate our children. And there are so many options right now. But the first things first, you got to wake up the parents. In Washington State, for example, I'm not too far away from you guys in California. I went to California to speak with my friend Larry Elder at Jack Gibbs Church last year for Comeback California. My whole goal in being there was to tell the citizens of California that their school system is utterly broken and it cannot be fixed. It is absolutely broken. And to warn them that the schools are turning their children against them. In Washington State, critical race theory is the law. Critical race theory, of course, just a derivative of critical theory. Critical race theory born in the United States in 1989. That makes it 32 years old. This is a cancer that started in our universities and has now metastasized into our high schools and our grade schools. They're teaching this garbage to first graders. And that should alarm every freedom-loving American. This is Marxist indoctrination. And so, you know, I always tell parents, you know, you feel nervous about homeschooling. Believe me when I say that your child's worst day of homeschooling, the day that you lose your mind and say the thing you didn't think that you would ever say to your child, or the time that you were just like, I can't do this for one more second, is better than their best day in the Marxist communist indoctrination center known as the public schools in the United States. I declare a state of emergency in the United States over our education system. And parents need to wake up and pull their children out of these schools. And homeschooling is a viable option. It's been working for generations. It's an awesome way to educate your kids. It's an awesome way to bring new life into your family and take back control of the lives of your children. You guys just alluded to it. We heard the Secretary of Education of the United States basically say to the American people the other day, because I was listening to him, that the schools have more authority and more right over students than parents do. This is garbage. How dare these guys talk like this to parents? But they're revealing what they really think. And this is what they think. They think that the schools know better than parents, and that students are educated by the state. The only reason that we even have a say in the lives of our students is because we do so at the pleasure of the state. This is Marxist, it's communist, and parents need to wake up.
Amen. And God bless you, Heidi, for what you're doing. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your information with our audience. I hope this will be helpful to them. We'll continue to preach, get the heck out of government schools, make different decisions, get into a school that shares your values. And often the only way to do that is through the homeschool system. And we'll definitely point people to your site as a resource to use to get on the homeschool bandwagon and hopefully save America. So thank you so much for joining us on informeddissentmedia.com. And we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
You've been listening to Informed Dissent with Dr. Jeff Barkey, board-certified primary care physician, and Dr. Mark McDonald, board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist. Informed Dissent, the intersection of healthcare and politics.